I think a lot of time inequalities persist when we take them for granted, when we assume there's nothing we can do, when we become despondent and we just accept the state of affairs, even if we're frustrated. So my research looks at social psychology and anthropology and tries to understand how people gain hope, how people come to recognize their power, their collective strength to change inequalities and to rise up and push for change, as we've recently seen in Latin America. So in Latin America, from 2000 to 2012, we saw a big reduction in inequality. And that was through people mobilizing and gaining confidence that they could seek governance reform.
And the theme of the event, as I mentioned, is recréant du lien, recreate links. Why do you think social links have become so fractured and distant?
I think that's an excellent question. So I think we've seen the highest earners just monopolizing more and more of the wealth. And in order to disrupt that, we need greater redistribution, greater taxation, and tax on wealth in particular.
Now, you have been invited to speak at this event and possibly debate with the public. What are you hoping the audience will take away from this evening's conference and exchange?
That's a really great question. I want people to recognize the power of collective mobilization, of mass movements. I mean, it's really only through mass organizing that any kind of change has happened, whether it's Me Too. You know, with Me Too, that's a nice example. You know, for so long, women thought that might be privately critical of sexual harassment, but they kind of didn't think that they could change it. But when more and more victims came forward and they were supported by others and people saw that if you came forward, then you would be supported, then more victims came forward. And so we saw this positive feedback loop of people gaining hope that we can tackle this. So it's really about recognizing our collective power to change things and to go out and protest and push for these important changes, whether it's regard the environment or wealth inequalities.
And just lastly, you have a very personal relationship to France and also a professional relationship. You have a strong link to France. What is that?
Yes. So my family is French and I also do a lot of research in France. So what I'm really excited about is the Devoir de Vigilance Law, which is a new law which is into effect this year, which means that all large French companies have to identify and reduce risks of human rights abuses, or else they can be taken to court for those abuses. And what we're hoping now is that companies will be motivated to pay much more attention to what they're doing in their supply chains. And this would avoid things like the horrific dam collapse in Brazil or Rana Plaza 5 years ago. And now, seeing France's example, lots of organizations and activists are mobilizing across Europe. So in Switzerland this year, the National Council voted for similar legislation. In Belgium, in Germany, everyone is talking about looking at the French law. So it's a really exciting time to learn from France right now.